إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد then to continue with Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyya, the creed compiled by Imam Abu Ja'far Al-Tahawi, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah. Then we were on the section, on another section dealing with Al-Qadr, pre-decree. And last time, we had points number 86, 87, and 88. And Allah the Most High has always known the number of those who will enter paradise and the number of those who will enter the fire altogether. So that number will not be increased, nor will it be decreased. And the same applies to their deeds. He knew whatever they would do. And everyone will have what he was created for, made easy for him. Then the author, rahimahullah, he continues on the same topic of Al-Qadr with point number 89. وَالْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ And deeds will be in accordance with their conclusions. And deeds will be in accordance with their conclusions. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, said in explanation, وَالْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ And deeds will be in accordance with conclusions. He said, obviously meaning that deeds, a person's deeds, will be in accordance with the final part of them, the final deeds. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so a person should not allow himself to be fooled by his own deeds, even if he is the most righteous of the righteous people. Rather, he should fear that he may have an evil end, an evil conclusion. And judgment is not passed upon anyone that he is from the people of the fire, based upon his actions, because the person does not know what he will be given as his concluding deeds. As well as the Shaykh is saying, that each person should fear for themselves. They shouldn't be fooled by their own actions and think how great my actions are. He should fear for himself, for fear that he gets an evil conclusion to his deeds. And with regard to people, other people, then we don't give a judgment based upon someone's deeds that he's a person of the fire. As the Shaykh said, because we don't know what will be his final deeds. Then the Shaykh said, and this is clarified by a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna ahadakum la yujma'u khalquhu fi batni ummihi 40 yawman nutfatan ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك ثم يرسل إليه الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويؤمر بأربع كلمات بكتب رزقه وأجله وعمله وشقي أو سعيد وأن أحدكم بل قال وإن أحدكم la ya'malu bi amali ahli al-jannati hatta ma yakunu baynahu wa baynaha illa dhira' fayasbiqu alayhi al-kitabu fayamalu bi amali ahli an-nar fayadkhuluha wa inna ahadakum la ya'malu bi amali ahli an-nar hatta ma yakunu baynahu wa baynaha illa dhira' fayamalu bi amali ahli al-jannati fayadkhuluha. From Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the creation of each one of you is brought together in his mother's womb for 40 days as a drop of fluid. Then he becomes a clot for a similar period. Then a piece of flesh for a similar period. And then the angel is sent to him, and the soul is breathed into him. And he, meaning the angel, is commanded to write four things. To write his provision, and his lifespan, and his actions, and whether he will be shaqiyun, a wretched person, meaning a person of the hellfire, or sa'id, a fortunate person, a person of bliss, meaning a person of paradise. And one of you performs the actions of the people of paradise until there is nothing between him and it, except a cubit. And then the writing overcomes him, and he acts with the actions of the people of the hellfire, and so he enters it. And one of you may act with the actions of the people of the fire until there is nothing between him and it except for a cubit, a forearm span. And then he acts with the actions of the people of paradise, and so he enters it. A hadith reported by al-Bukhari, as hadith, the numbers being a correction of what occurs here, hadith reported by al-Bukhari as hadith number 3208, and by Muslim as hadith 2643. Reported by al-Bukhari in the book of the beginning of creation, and also in the book of al-Qadr, pre-decree, and by Muslim in the book of pre-decree. Then the Shaykh said, so therefore a person fears having an evil end. A person fears having an evil conclusion. And judgment of having an evil conclusion is not passed upon someone, since the person does not know the conclusion that will be given to him. In other words, that a person sees someone upon evil actions, it doesn't mean that you therefore pass a judgment upon that person will have an evil conclusion, because you don't know that. Sheikh said, since the person does not know what conclusion will be given to him, because tawbah, because repentance, wipes away whatever came before it. And he quotes the ayah. I mean, what evil a person did, it can be wiped away by repentance, turning to Allah in repentance. And he mentions an evidence. He said, the ayah, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Surah Al-Anfal, the 8th surah, ayah 38. With the explanation, say to the unbelievers, if they desist, then whatever came before will be forgiven for them. Say to the unbelievers, if they desist, meaning that they desist from their unbelief, enter into Islam, then whatever came before will be forgiven for them. The Sheikh said, So actions are in accordance with their conclusions, with that which is final from them. Then he makes an important point. He says, however, from the subtle kindness of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, towards his servants, is that whoever lives upon good, then he gives him a good conclusion. And whoever lives upon evil, then he gives him an evil conclusion. So therefore, a person should act and apply the necessary means and should have good thoughts concerning Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Then the Sheikh said, and some people say, I will repent before I die. This is the excuse that some people make. I will repent before I die. I'm not going to repent now. I'll do it later. Sometime before I die, then I'll repent. The Sheikh said, then we say to him, and do you know when you are going to die? It is possible that you could die in a sudden moment, such that you are not able to repent. And also, you do not know whether your repentance will be acceptable or not, because repentance has conditions. Repentance has conditions. As for Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, then he said in his notes to At-Tahawiyyah, with regard to this point, point number 89 here, well, a'malu bil khawatim, and deeds will be in accordance with their conclusions. He said, this phrase is part of a hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'ad as-Sa'idi, reported by Ahmad and al-Bukhari. And he mentions that he's verified it in his checking of the book As-Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim. And the wording of this hadith in Bukhari, hadith number 6493, is part of a longer hadith. And the relevant wording here is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَعْمَلُ فِي مَا يَرَى النَّاسُ عَمَلَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَيَعْمَلُ فيما يرى الناس عمل أهل النار وهو من أهل الجنة وإنما الأعمال بخواتيمها. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a servant may act with regard to what the people see with the actions of the people of paradise, but in reality, he is from the people of the fire. And he may act with regard to what the people see with the actions of the people of the fire when he is actually from the people of paradise. And indeed, actions are by their conclusions. Actions are in accordance with their conclusions. And if we remember in an earlier lesson, this was an explanation given by Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, to the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud that we had before, that a person may act all his life with regard to the actions of the actions apparently, according to what the people see, the actions of people of paradise, and then suddenly at the end of his life, the writing overcomes him and he works with the actions of the people of the fire and enters it. And the Shaykh explained it in his explanation of the 40 hadith to mean that in what the people see, he seems to be acting with the actions of the people of paradise, but really, inwardly, he has evil and corrupt beliefs. and he's not inwardly upon what is apparent from him. Then with regard to the next point, that's where explanation of this point ends. Then with regard to the next point, point number 90, obviously all of these points connected to each other. Then the author, rahimahullah, said, for point number 90 here, وَالسَّعِيدُ مَنْ سَعِدَ وَالسَّعِيدُ مَنْ سَعَدَ بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ وَالشَّقِيُّ مَنْ شَقِيَ بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ. And the fortunate person is the one who is fortunate by the decree of Allah. And the wretched person is the one who is wretched by the decree of Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, he does not become wretched. When we say wretched, meaning he'll end up as a person of the fire, and a person who is described as fortunate or blissful, meaning a person who will be a person of paradise. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, he does not become wretched because of the decree of Allah, the mighty and majestic, but rather he becomes wretched because of his actions which Allah decreed for him. And whoever Allah decrees that he will be fortunate or wretched, then he makes that easy for him. So in other words, the Shaykh is making the point that we don't say about someone, he's wretched because of the decree of Allah, and this one is fortunate just because merely of the decree of Allah. Rather, we say that this person is wretched, a person of the fire, because he performed the actions of the people of the fire, which were decreed for him, no doubt, by Allah. But he chose them and performed them and did them, and so ended up as a wretched person, and Allah knew that he would do that. Because as we remember as well, the four levels that are necessary for us to understand pre-decree, meaning that Allah knew whatever would happen, Allah wrote whatever would happen, that Allah willed whatever happens, and Allah created whatever occurs. But it doesn't mean that Allah forced someone upon something. And with regard to this point, and the fortunate person is the one who is fortunate by the decree of Allah, and the wretched person is the one who is wretched by the decree of Allah. On this point, Shaykh Abdullah ibn Mani', he said, in his notes to Aqidah Tahawiyyah, he said, Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab said, having iman in qadr, having iman, true faith in pre-decree, is of two levels. And then he goes on to divide these four levels that we remember from before. He divides these four levels into two categories. Puts the first two together and the second two together. So he said, Ibn Rajab said, iman in qadr is of two levels. Having iman that Allah has always known whatever actions the servants will do, whether good or bad, whether obedience or disobedience, knowing this before he created them and produced them, and knowing whoever from them was going to be from the people of paradise, and whoever from them was going to be from the people of the fire. And he prepared for them reward and punishment as recompense for their deeds before he created them and brought them into existence. And that he wrote that down with himself and fully encompassed it. And that the actions of the servants occur in accordance with what Allah already knew and wrote. That's the first of these two levels. Then Ibn Rajab said, and the second level is that Allah created the actions of the servants, all of them, whether unbelief or true faith, iman, whether obedience or disobedience, and He willed that it should occur from them. So this level, this second level, this is affirmed by the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, but it is denied by the Qadariya. The Qadariya deny this level. Allah's wishing and creating whatever occurs. Then he said, but as for the first level, then the majority of the Qadariya affirm that, meaning Allah's knowledge and Allah's writing it down. Most of the Qadariya affirm that. But there are extreme ones, such as Ma'bad al-Juhani, they even deny that. I mean, extreme Qadariya, they even deny the first two, the first level, which contains from the four categories. Allah's writing down, Allah's knowing and writing down everything. The extreme Qadariya, they even deny that. He said, which is why many of the people from the Salaf said, debate with the Qadariya with regard to the knowledge. So if they affirm that, then they have been defeated in argument. And if they deny it, they have become unbelievers. If the people of knowledge end up speaking to any of the Qadariya, then speak to them on this point here. Allah's knowledge, pre-knowledge of everything. If they affirm that, then the rest of their argument falls away. If they deny it, then they're unbelievers. If they deny that Allah knows everything and has always known everything, if they deny that, then they're unbelievers. And he said, and how fine is the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i? And then he quotes it, some lines of poetry from Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. فَمَا شِئْتَ كَانَ وَإِن لَمْ أَشَأْ وَمَا شِئْتَ إِن لَمْ تَشَأْ وَمَا شِئْتَ إِن لَمْ أَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ خَلَقْتَ الْإِبَادَ عَلَى مَا عَلِمْتَ فَفِي الْعِلْمِ يَجْرِ الْفَتَى وَالْمُسِنُّ عَلَى ذَا مَنَنْتَ وَهَذَا خَذَلْتَ وَهَذَا عَأَنْتَ وَذَا لَمْ تُعِنْ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَمِنْهُمْ سَعِيدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ قَبِيحٌ وَمِنْهُمْ حَسَنٌ. He said, these four lines of poetry with regard to pre-decree. He said, so whatever you wish occurs, even if I don't wish it. And the second line, which I correct what I said, but he said, وَمَا شِئْتُ إِن لَمْ تَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That's a correction of the way I read it the first time. وَمَا شِئْتُ إِن لَمْ تَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. He said, and whatever I wish, if you don't wish it, it doesn't happen. You created the servants in accordance with what you know. So within your knowledge, the young and the old proceed. Some you have bestowed favor upon, and others you have humiliated. This one you have aided, and that one you did not aid. So from them are those who are wretched, and from them are the fortunate one. And from them are the ugly ones, and those who are handsome. That's the end of the quote from Ibn Mani'a, rahimahullah. And as a second point, Shaykh al-Albani added on this same point, he said, with regard to this phrase, and the fortunate person is the one who is fortunate by the decree of Allah, and the wretched one is the one who is wretched by the decree of Allah. Shaykh al-Albani said, this is the meaning of a hadith reported by Al-Bazzar and others from a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu an from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the wording, Ash-shaqiyu man shaqiya fi batni ummihi wa sa'idu man sa'ada fi batni ummihi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the wretched person is the one who was wretched whilst he was in the womb of his mother. And the fortunate person is the one who was fortunate whilst he was in the womb of his mother. Shaykh al-Albani said, and its chain of narration is authentic. Then with regard to the next point, point number 91, then At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, brings for point number 91, وَأَصْلُ الْقَدَرِ سِرُّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي خَلْقِهِ. And pre-decree, al-qadr, is fundamentally the secret of Allah, the Most High, within His creation. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning, they cannot reach its hidden secret. No matter how much they investigate with regard to ordainment and pre-decree. I mean, no matter how much the people investigate into pre-decree, they can't attain its hidden inner secret. He said, so therefore do not overburden yourself with that. But rather instead, have iman, have true faith in qada and qadr. Have iman in preordainment and pre-decree. Have iman in it. Truly believe in it. And perform righteous and correct deeds. And keep away from evil deeds. And as for searching into the secrets of pre-decree, then this is something that is not from your competence. And it is not from your business. It is not your business. And you have not been made responsible for it. You've not been made responsible to have to seek into the secrets of Qadr, pre-decree. And in this regard, just briefly, Ibn Abil Izz says in his larger explanation with regard to the phrase أَصْلُ الْقَدَرِ سِرُّ اللَّهِ فِي خَلْقِهِ, that pre-decree in its basis, or pre-decree fundamentally, is the secret of Allah within His creation. He said, Ibn Abil Izz said, and it is that He, meaning that Allah, brought into existence, meaning that He brought some things into existence and caused other things to pass away, and that He made some people poor and some people rich, that He caused some to die and some to live, that He misguided some and guided others. This is the regard. This is what is Allah's secret. Why this one's guided, why that one's not, and so on and so on. Then he said, and Ali, may Allah ennoble his face, and radiallahu anhu, said, Al-Qadaru sirrullahi fala takshifu. That the pre-decree, the Qadr, is Allah's secret. Fala nakshifuhu. So it is something that we cannot uncover. Pre-decree is Allah's secret, so we can't uncover it. And with regard to the next point, point number 92, then the author says, لَمْ يَطَّلِعْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ وَلَا نَبِيٌ مُرْسَلٌ. Knowledge of it is not acquired by any angel drawn near, nor any prophet who was sent. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this is the affair and business of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, meaning pre-decree and its secrets and details This is the affair and business of Allah, the mighty and majestic. And it is from the ghaib, it is from the hidden and unseen, which is not known by anyone except to Allah. No one knows it besides Him. Not the angels, not the prophets, and not anyone else. And the best of the messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, and he quotes an ayah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's the ayah quoting what he said, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayah 188. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this statement, which Allah quotes that he said it, that if I had known the hidden and unseen, then I could have amassed a great amount of good things. If I had known the hidden and unseen, I could have amassed a huge amount of the good things. But I don't know the hidden and unseen. And with regard to the next point, point number 93, وَالتَّعَمُّقُ وَالنَّذَرُ فِي ذَلِكَ ذَرِيَّةُ الْخِذْلَانِ وسلم الحرمان ودرجة الطغيان. And delving deeply into it and searching into that leads to frustration and disappointment and is a ladder leading to deprivation and is taking steps towards arrogance. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, this is tremendous speech, meaning that delving deeply into what has been ordained and into pre-decree, Al-Qadr, and its questions, and occupying your time and your breath and your heart with that will only produce doubts. And it will deprive a person of actions. In wasting your time with these things, it will lead to these two things. It will lead you to doubts, and it will deprive you of actions. So therefore, it is just idle play and humiliation. So if Allah humiliates a person, then He occupies him with these affairs. But if Allah gives nobility and honor to a person, then He occupies him upon obedience to Him and upon seizing the benefit of his time. Because we have set limits. We have set limits which we cannot exceed. So Allah has not placed upon us the duty of researching into preordainment and pre-decree. Rather, He has placed upon us the duty of believing in that. Allah has placed a duty upon us not to search into Qadr and try and seek into it to understand how it works. No, He hasn't put that upon us. He's put upon us the duty of believing in it. And of performing righteous and correct actions, and of leaving off evil actions. So that's where Sheikh Al-Fawzan ends explanation of this point, point number 93. And just briefly, Sheikh Al-Albani said, rahimahullah, about this point, I say, and this ta'ammuq, this delving deeply into it, this delving deeply into pre-decree, it is what is meant, and Allah knows best, by the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرُ فَأَمْسِكُوا And if pre-decree is mentioned, then withhold. And that is an authentic, he said that is an authentic hadith reported by a group of the companions. And I've researched it in my book, As-Sahiha, number 34. Then with regard to the next point, point number 94, فَالْحَذَرُوا كُلَّ الْحَذَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ نَذَرًا وَفِكْرًا وَوَسْوَسَةً. He said, so beware of that. Beware of looking into it and thinking about it and entertaining whispered ideas about it. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, meaning beware of these affairs and of looking into these affairs and thinking deeply about them. And waswasa, which normally means whisperings, whisperings from shaitan, whisperings from Satan, the Sheikh said, whisperings means, it means in this case, what whisperings means is at-taraddud wa-shak. Entertaining whisperings here means wavering and doubting. So leave off these things and close this door altogether. We don't go down this pathway. Delving into pre-decree. Don't go down that pathway at all. Then the next point, point number 95, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى طَوَى عِلْمَ الْقَدَرِ عَنْ أَنَامِهِ. Since Allah the Most High has concealed knowledge of the pre-decree from His creation. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, this is to emphasize that which preceded, when he said, Al-Qadaru Sirrullahi Ta'ala, that the pre-decree is Allah the Most High's secret. And the meaning of Tawa is He hid it. So Allah has hidden these matters of information from His creation. And he mentions the reason why Allah has hidden these affairs, these details of the pre-decree and how it works and so on. He mentions why Allah has hidden that. He said, since there is no benefit for them in these things. Allah has hidden these affairs of the pre-decree from His creation because there's no benefit for them in knowing these things. And as for the next point, point number 96, وَنَهَاهُمْ عَنْ مَرَامِهِ, and He forbade them from striving to attain it. Sheikh Fawzan said, from searching into pre-decree, meaning from researching into it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became angry when he saw the companions asking each other about it. I mean, when he saw the companions asking, talking to each other and disputing with each other about pre-decree, he became angry and said, أَبِي هَذَا أُمِرْتُمْ أَمْ لِهَذَا خُلِقْتُمْ. He said to them, were you commanded with this? Or were you created for this purpose? In a footnote they mention, this occurs in a hadith of Amr ibn Shu'ayb from his father, from his grandfather. I mean from a hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, radiallahu anhumah, who said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came out one day, and the people were speaking about pre-decree. He said, and it is as if pomegranate seeds had been burst upon his face. So pomegranate seeds, when you burst them, very very bright red liquid comes out. He said, when the Prophet ﷺ came out and heard them discussing about pre-decree, it was as if he had had pomegranate seeds burst upon his face because of the redness, because of his anger. And he said, مَا لَكُمْ تَضْرِبُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ بَعْضَهُ بِبَعْضٍ بِهَذَا هَلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. He said, why is it that you strike some parts of the Book of Allah against others? Were you, he said, those who came before you were destroyed through this. Then the narrator said, the companion said, so I never desired not to have been, or rather he said, I never desired to have been absent from any gathering containing Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as much as I desired that I had been absent from that gathering. Then they mentioned the hadith reported by Ahmad and Ibn Majah, and declared authentic by Shaykh Ahmad Shakir, and also declared authentic by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah. Then with regard to the final point that we'll take as the final point today, obviously this section still continues with regard to pre-decree, but we'll take this as the last point. It's almost time for Maghrib. Point number 97. كما قال تعالى في كتابه لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Surah Al-Anbiya, the 21st surah, ayah 23. The explanation. It is just as He, the Most High, said in His book. He, Allah, cannot be questioned about what He does, but rather they will be questioned. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so you may not ask Allah nor debate with Him concerning His actions and concerning what He has ordained and pre-decreed out of correct manners with Allah, because you are a slave, you are an abd, you are a slave. So do not meddle in His affairs. He, the Majestic and Most High. Because Allah is not to be asked about what He does. Then the Shaykh gives a reason and says, because Allah does not do anything except for a wise purpose. He doesn't do anything except that there is wisdom behind it. And this wisdom may become apparent to you, or it may be hidden from you. However, we have iman, we truly believe that Allah does not do anything uselessly. Rather, He only does things for a wise purpose. Whether that purpose becomes apparent to you or does not become apparent to you. Then he finishes by saying, so a person is responsible for his own actions. He is not responsible for the actions of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. So therefore give attention and care to that which you are responsible for on the day of resurrection, and that is your actions. So it is upon the servant to submit to Allah. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Are there any points of clarification? Imam Shafi'i one. With regard to the lines of poetry from Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, where he said, فَمَا شِئْتَ كَانَ وَإِنْ لَمْ أَشَعْ وَمَا شِئْتُ إِنْ لَمْ تَشَعْ لَمْ يَكُنْ خَلَقْتَ الْإِبَادَ عَلَى مَا عَلِمْتَ فَفِي الْعِلْمِ يَجْرِ الْفَتَى وَالْمُسِنَّ عَلَى ذَا مَنَنْتَ وَهَذَا خَذَلْتَ وهذا عنت وذا لم تعن فمنهم شقي ومنهم سعيد ومنهم قبيح ومنهم حسن. Then that can be translated roughly as, obviously Imam Shafi'i is referring to his Lord, referring to Allah the Most High. So he said, so whatever you wish occurs, whatever you wish occurs, even if I don't wish it. And whatever I wish, if you don't wish it, it will not occur. You created the servants in accordance with what you know. So within your knowledge, the young and the old proceed. Some people you have bestowed favor upon, and others you have humiliated. This one you have aided, and that one you have not aided. So from them are some who are wretched, shaqiyun, mean people of the fire, and some of them are sa'id, are fortunate people, mean people of bliss, people of paradise. And from them are those who are ugly, and some who are handsome. منهم شقي ومنهم سعيد. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. الدليل الذي سبق من الحديث حديث ابن مسعود. إن أحدكم لا يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما الحديث وفيه ثم يرسل إليه الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويؤمر بأربع كلمات بكتب رزقه وأجله وعمله وشقي أم سعيد وإن أحدكم لا يعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ثم آخر الحديث يبين يعني السعيد الذي يدخل الجنة والشقي الذي يدخل النار ولا ثالث لهما وإياكم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.